heard that sound, and a whole shiver went through my body, and I thought, I really want that sound in my life. So the guy said, you're 1 in 100. He said, most people can't get any sound out of that instrument. I said, wow, well, how much is it? And he said, $15. Well, I was on unemployment at the time, and I had $17 in my pocket. And I said, oh, well, never mind, I'll make one. He said, no, no, buy the first one and then make them. That's what I did. So I thought about it, but I loved the sound. It reminded me of the green glass Coke bottles that I used to blow on when I was a kid, or of the foghorn in Milwaukee. And I thought, well, I've got food in the refrigerator, and unemployment day is coming, so I gave him the $15. And he said, now, there's only one rule with this instrument. Do not try to control it. Anything that comes out is okay. So I have always played it in that exact spirit, and we'll see what comes out. Thank you. 20 years later, I bought another shakuhachi. I decided by that time it was my friend. And this is one of Monty Levinson's magical shakuhachis, bamboo and epoxy. Mm-hmm.